We'll talk to Maryville boys basketball with head coach Matt Steckley. And coach, coming off a win this evening over Red Oak, a non-conference victory, bouncing back after last night against Lafayette. Just your takeaway, the team, the effort, and how they played this evening.
The first quarter was ugly. It was terrible. They got a pretty good chewing out for that on the defensive side. But on defense, they responded after that. They started taking a little bit more serious. And it's tough because you had an extremely physical game last night with Lafayette where they were pretty darn tired and exhausted. We had virtually no chance to really scout this team much or to know much. We knew a little bit about them, but not much. So despite that first quarter, other than the first quarter, I thought they responded.
Was that one of those things, too, of like, we're coming off a tough, emotional MEC game the night before to where maybe it does take a little bit of time to shake out the cobwebs and kind of find that groove again?
Yeah, especially on the offensive end. You know, the first half, we were just chucking up shots. We were not following the game plan at all. We had a pretty heart-to-heart, good hard meeting at halftime. And they came out and once again responded on the offensive side. And so I was super pleased to see that.
You know, we kind of go back again. Lafayette, Delton Davis, had a good basketball game, came and got and put up 21 this evening. Also seeing Matthew Walters come off the bench and play well. You've got some guys in there. It's kind of nice seeing that depth spread as the season goes on.
Absolutely. And you talk about Delton Davis. I mean, he's been a monster in actually a lot of games. Rebounding, scoring, he very rarely takes a bad shot ever. His defense has just been getting better and better as the season goes on. He was a monster tonight, and he kept us in that first half. It was him that kept us going in that first half.
Energy level off the charts between Delton and Drew Burns seem like it's always maxed out at 100. Of course, Delton was going all the time, but then Drew, I think, did he have to throw all three charges in the first half, maybe? I mean, those guys were big hustle plays.
Absolutely. Drew Burns, you know, he had 0 points tonight. But unfortunately, people don't see what he does on that defensive end, and his energy drives everybody else's energy just a little bit higher. So it's not just him out there. He pushes everybody else to kind of kick it up a notch on defense. So unfortunately, he doesn't get the box stats. But, boy, his teammates know what he does for this team.
You think about a non-conference game this evening, but also what you go through prior to Christmas or through Christmas break, of course, Grain Valley, then a couple of really good games up in Nebraska. Of course, Scott Catholic's terrific up there. The lumps that you kind of take with some tough non-conference games, how do you feel like that plays out as we do get deep into this conference season?
Absolutely, because, you know, we have a eye on the prize. We'd love to be in the district championship game. We think it might be against a Lafayette. And so those tougher games and playing Lafayette last night, hopefully gets us ready for that because, you know, obviously after last night, we have some things to work on. The good thing is, after the game, all the boys were pretty positive about what they think they could do when we get to face them again, if we get to face them again, which we'd like to see that again happen.
That kind of a product of maturity of this team, too, just the basketball IQ is awfully pretty high across the board.
Yeah, last year when we lost to them, we just weren't quite ready yet. We weren't there yet. And after that loss to Lafayette last year early in the season, you know, heads were down. Well, after this one, heads were up, and they were immediately at that game talking, hey, we could have done this and we could have done this. So they have their eye on that prize of what they want to accomplish.
Coach Steckley, good win again tonight. Thanks for the time. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you very much.